Shalom to all! Today we're learning Yerushalmi Sukkah, Perek Dalet, right at the beginning of the Gemara, explaining Halacha Vav, and the Oizbar Tzur Sadaf, that's on Chav Dalet Omer Aleph near the bottom, and the Arskol Tzur Sadaf, it's on Chav Hey Omer Beis near the bottom, and today's off is sponsored Lila Nishmas, Maris Miriam Tzar Basar Yaakov Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So Mishra was discussing Nisach HaMayim, and we had said that water was drawn from Shiloyach, which is a spring outside Yerushalayim, and brought into Shar HaMayim, and right there, Taku Ve'riu Ve'taku, they would blow with Kia, Trua, and Kia. Now the question is why? So Amar Bias Ben Chani, Rabbi Yisrael Chani tells us, "Kidei lasus pumbi ledavar," in order to make a whole tutelu, a whole matziv, in order to publicize this, so that everyone should know what's going on. And why do we want to do this? So Yisrael Ben Chani says, "B'shem Menachem Yavtaya, Rabbi Kiva he." This is Shitas Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva Amar Nis Chamayim Devar Taira. Rabbi Kiva holds that Nis Chamayim is Midai Raisa, as we had said earlier on, that he darshens from three words: one that has an extra mem, another has extra yud, and the third that has extra mem. That's Mayim. So that's hinting to Nis Chamayim in the Taira. And since Nis Chamayim is Midai Raisa, we need to make a whole matziv and show that it's Midai Raisa. And this is dafka lahotzi miliban shel tzedukim, because tzedukim don't hold of nisach hamayim, and therefore we want to make it pumbi, we want to make it public and well known that nisach hamayim is dayraisa. At the Montanin over there, we learned in the Mishnah this Maseches Zvachim and Meila. Reb Lazar says afa menasach hamayim b'chag b'chutz chayev. Even if someone does nisach hamayim on yomtiv outside, he's chayev. There's a whole discussion regarding shchitas chutz. There's an isser and actually a chi of kares if one shechts a carbon outside the Beis Hamikdash, and this applies to other avodas as well, not just shchita. And Reb Lazar over there says that if he does Nisach HaMayim on Sukkos outside the Beis HaMikdash, he's chai for that. And Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, "Call Shitas Rabbi Lazar, Kishitas Rabbi Kiva Rabbi." That this whole sheet of Rabbi Lazar is like Rabbi Kiva, his Rabbi. Come on, Rabbi Kiva Amar. Just like Rabbi Kiva says, Nisach HaMayim Devar Torah, the Nisach HaMayim is Midai Raisa. Chavdal on Beis on top. Kain Rabbi Lazar Amar. So too Rabbi Lazar says, Nisach HaMayim Devar Torah, the Nisach HaMayim is Midai Raisa. And therefore, if one does Nisach HaMayim outside the Beis HaMikdash, he's chai for that. Now that we take these next four words, Man Nafik Beinehoin, and we're going to copy paste them in about another three lines of the Gemara. So just hold on to them. The Gemara tells us now is to know Tani b'shem Reb Lazar, that those that teach the name Reb Lazar, tzarech shei miluyin l'shem hachag, that the water of Nisach HaMayim has to be filled up l'shem yomtiv, and it's tani b'shem Reb Lazar, that those that teach the name Reb Lazar, that ain't tzarech shei miluyin l'shem hachag, that they don't have to be filled up l'shem yomtiv. Now this is where we're going to paste these words. Ma nafkamina b'nehoin, what would the nafkamina be between these two understandings? Ma da amar tzarech shei miluyin l'shem hachag, the one who says that Reb Lazar holds they have to be filled up l'shem the mitzvah, so Reb Lazar Rabbi Kiva. That means Reb Lazar holds like Rabbi Kiva, then Nisach HaMayim is daraisa. Whereas ma da amar ain't tzarech shei miluyin l'shem hachag, the one who holds they don't have to be shvilled up l'shem achag, then it doesn't have to be l'shem nisach hamayim. Reb Lazar k'rabbanon, that means Reb Lazar holds like the rabbanon. This is just a tekan of the neviim, but it's not a dayraisa. However, says the Gemara, "Las yachol that can't be," because the Amar Rabbi Yochanan just said before in the bottom of Amar Aleph, "Kol shitas Reb Lazar, kashitas Rabbi Kiva Rabbi." Reb Lazar's whole shita is the shita of Rabbi Kiva's Rabbi, and Kamad Rabbi Kiva Amar nisach hamayim devar Torah. Can Reb Lazar Amar nisach hamayim devar Torah? The same Rabbi Kiva says nisach hamayim is dayraisa, so Reb Lazar says nisach hamayim is dayraisa, and therefore we're going to have a different girsa of this. And once again, the next four words, and not just these next four words, but another line and a half as well, is going to be copy-pasted in a little bit. So skip the next two lines. Go to the words istanai tani. Here we have istanai tani. There are those that teach yesh lahen shir. The nisach hamayim has a shir. In other words, it has a maximum shir. You're only allowed to do three lugam of mayim. That's what we said in the Mishnah. And no more than that, istanai tani ein lahen shir. One of them says that there's no shir. Three lugan is the minimum, but if you want to do more than three lugan, then that's perfectly okay. And that's concerning nisach hamayim. Now we go back up to these two lines that we skipped. Man nafikim b'nehoin. What would the practical nafkamina be between these two different understandings? So in Reb Zeir, he says, v'hu shenise shloishas lugin b'fnim u'shloishas lugin b'chutz. As if he first did nisach hamayim on three lugin inside the Beis HaMikdash, and then he took another three lugin and did nisach hamayim outside the Beis HaMikdash. Skip the next line and a half. We're just going back to where we had left off. Man da amar yesh lahen shir, the one who holds that there is a shir, meaning it's three lugin and no more, putter. So he's putter for pouring them outside, because that's not concerned nisach hamayim. You already did nisach hamayim inside. Whereas man da amar ain't lahen shir, the one who holds there's no shir, and you could do more than three lugim for nisach hamayim, chayiv, that one would be chayiv for doing nisach hamayim outside, because even though he did three lugim inside, that which was done outside was considered nisach outside, so he's chayiv for that. And now moving on to explain the next part of the Mishnah. Remember, we had said that there was two bowls or basins on the top of the Mizbeach, and that's where the water and wine was poured into, and that they had holes in them so that the water and wine could go down. So Yosi bar Ashion says, b'shim Reb Shim ben Lakish, tzrichan asafam lios pekukin b'shas hanisach, these bowls or basins had to be plugged up at the time of Nisuch, meaning when they were pouring the wine and water in, it wasn't able to go down yet. My time, what's the source for that? That's because the Pasuk says, "Bakodesh haseich nesach shechar la'Hashem." And what do we learn from here? So the word shechar used in this Pasuk, which is usually translated to mean as good wine or old wine, over here we're understanding it to mean lashon of shechros, which is often translated as being drunk. But what happens when a person drinks? So he's fully satiated from his drinking because he's imbibing a lot, and that's specifically categorized by his throat being full with wine. And therefore, we learn the same by Nesachim, that as the water and wine goes down, we want it to, so to speak, be full as it's going down. So first, we pour everything in, and then we would unplug it. Now, the question is, where did all this water and wine go? And the answer is that it went down to the Shitin. And the Shitin was some sort of underground chamber beneath the Mizbeach. So we continue discussing this. Tani Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi says, Hashis, Hayunakov Ada Tahaim, these Shitin, it was a cavity, it was a hole, all the way to the Tahaim. This was something natural that Kosh Baruch Hu created, that there was this deep cavity or subterranean passage, if you will, underneath the Mizbeach that just kept going down and down and down and down all the way to the Tahaim. Now, my time, what's the source for this? So we have a pasuk regarding Eretz Yisrael that tells us, Vayaskeyu, and he encircled it, meaning he put a fence around it, Vayasalkeyu, and he cleared away all the stones, Vayateyu Sirek, and he planted it with Sirek, which usually means like the roots of vines. Now, Hashem encircling Eretz Yisrael with a fence means he made strong cities in Eretz Yisrael that were protected, and when it says that he removed stones, that means he took out the other nations so they don't influence the Yidden with their bad ways. And when it says Sirek, that's referring to the Beis HaMikdash. Now, the pasuk continues, Vayiven Migdal B'Soichai, and he built a Migdal, a tower inside of it, that's the Beis HaMikdash, Zahechol, that's referring to the Hechol, and then the pasuk says, Vyekev Chatzev Bai, and he hewed out a Yekev, which means either a winery or a wine storage vat, Zah Mizbeach, that's referring to the Mizbeach. Now, when the pasuk says, Vigam Yekev, because that's the real Lashon of the pasuk, Vigam Yekev Chatzev Bai, the Lashon of Vigam, Zehashis, is referring to the Shis, the Shitin, this underground chamber that went out of Tahaim. Now, Rav Shimon says, Masa Shemayim Hayu, the Shitin was made by Shemayim. It's not that when we made the Beis HaMikdash, we dug them out. Hashem made it. Now, you might think that Lefisha Yu Masa Shemayim, Yachol Lo Yuhu Noim Kamasi Dei Uman, that since they were made by Shemayim, they wouldn't be as nice or as good looking as if a craftsman made it. And therefore, Tamalayim, the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim tells us, Chamukei Yurei Chayech, your thighs which are hidden, Kimoy Chalayim, are like Chalayim, which are usually translated as jewels, Masi Dei Uman, the Maisim of a craftsman. Now, Chamukei Yurei Chayech in the Pasuk is really referring to Shitin, because just like the thigh is hidden away, so too the Shitin, which was underground, was hidden. And then when the Pasuk says, Kimoy Chalayim, Masi Dei Uman, that tells us that something made by a craftsman is like chulin, it's like regular stuff in comparison to that which was made by Hashem, namely these chamukei yurechayach, these shitin, which were made by Hashem, they were so much nicer than if they would have been made by a craftsman. Now, according to this, and what Rabbi Yossi had said before, the shitin went all the way until Tahaim, which means it was a never-ending cavity in the ground. However, according to the Manda Amar, that it was man-made, that means that there was an end to it, and it was basically just a chamber underneath the Mizbeach, and therefore Tani, we have a braisa, Amar Blaz Reb Tzadik, lol katan haya bein ulam l'mizbeach, there's a small area, a room, or some sort of cavity in between the ulam and the Mizbeach, and achas shishim l'shim shana, once every 60 or 70 years, hayu pirchei kuhuna yardim, the young kehanim would go down into this area, umalan oisei b'kedusha, and they'd bring it up in a state of kedusha. Now, what does that mean, they'd bring it up? So chafei amar alfa on top, shahaya karish kigul edvela, whatever wine was poured there over the past 60, 70 years had congealed like fig cakes, and so they'd bring up all this congealed wine, and then ubayin v'sarfan oisei b'kedusha, they'd come and they'd burn it in a state of kedusha, k'shem shayin yisucha b'kedusha, kachas srifas b'kedusha, just like the nisach was done b'kedusha, so too the srifa is also done b'kedusha. And obviously that's only according to Manda Amar, the shitin was man-made, because if it wasn't, that means that the wine was never accessible, because it just kept on going down all the way into the depths of the earth. Now, when Rebbe comments, re'e si, shetvisasa chatayra, lashon chiba, lashon seva, lashon shechras, the Torah expressed a lashon regarding the nesachim using chiba, which is love, siva, satiation, and shechras as well. Because we had mentioned before, the pasuk calls the nesachim shechar, and shechar is milashon shechras and svia, and something that a person desires, so we see the nesachim are called by all these beautiful names. Alas, your Yehuda Bar Lakra says, b'shem Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman, mishachar b'es hamikdash, when the b'es hamikdash was destroyed, pasak yayin karush, this concept that wine could become karush, congealed, stopped, and this is due to the very high quality of wine that was used for nesachim, but after the korban, we don't need nesachim, so such wine didn't exist, and also, pasach zchuchas levana, white glass was no more, and the question is, ma'az zchuchas levana, what does it mean white glass? The answer is, shahayis miskapeles, it was so soft, it could be peeled, meaning it could be separated into different pieces very easily without just cracking and splintering. And we can explain the Mishnah, which had said that these two sephalim, these two bowls, one for wine, one for water, had different size holes in them. One of them had wider holes, one of them had narrow holes, and that's because we want the water and wine that are poured down to finish at the very same time. So it means that these liquids flow downwards at different rates. So the Gemara tells us, how Rabbi Meimer, they want to say, Hama'ova Shalmayim, the one that had wider holes was for water, V'hamedik Shalyayin, the one that had narrow holes was for the wine. Why is that? Dam Ravyan B'shem Ravimi, Nekav She'enu Maitzi Mayim, a hole which is so small it doesn't let water out of it, Maitzi Yayin, wine will still come out of it. And V'she'enu Maitzi Yayin, that which doesn't let wine out of it because it's too small, Maitzi Shemen, oil will come out of it. V'she'enu Maitzi Shemen, if it's so small, even oil won't come out, Maitzi Dvash, honey will nonetheless come out of it. So we see from here that water, when it's flowing through a hole, will do so at a slightly slower rate than wine will. Therefore, in regards to these bowls that have the holes in them, the one that had wider holes would be for the water, and the narrow holes would be for the wine. However, says the Gemara, if you'll tamer chilufin, even if you want to say it's the other way around, that would be Rabbi Yehuda. According to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Rabbi Yehuda had said, when they did nischamayim, it was done with only one leg of water, not three, and therefore there's three lugan of wine, but only one lug of water, and so we need to make sure that the water goes down slower than the wine in this case, and so the small holes would be for the water and the bigger holes for the wine. Now we continue talking about the proper order of the nisuch. Rav Shimon ben Lakish Bal Kumi Rabbi Yochanan asks as follows: Higdima lezevach mahen. What about if nisuch was done before a karbon and nischan balayla mahen? What about if nisuch was done at night? What's the din? And loy nisuch hayoyim maushi nasech lamachar. Let's say he didn't do nisuch today. Are they allowed to do nisuch tomorrow? Could they make it up? So Amalei told him nishmina adal. So from the following, Amar v'ila b'shem Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yosi. The pasuk says unisachcheha and it's nisachim. This is plural, referring to two different types of nisachim. What do we learn from here? Echan nischem mayim, echan nischem yayin. It's referring to both nisachim of water and wine. And Adam, this tells us that water is like wine. Therefore, gdim lezevach kosher. If it was done before the carbon, it's kosher, like by wine. And nischem balayla kosher. If it was done at night, which means it was done a little bit later on in the base of mikdash, it's also kosher. However, loy nisach hayayim, if the nisachim were not done today, loy nasech lamachar, he can't make that up tomorrow. Al shem, that's because of the following, avar yayim, avar karbonoi. That once the day passed, the carbon passed, and you can't make it up the next day. Now, just one more clarification of the two opinions we saw in the Mishnah, which were the Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda. Zagmar says, Rabbanon marbe b'mayim umematin b'yamim. The Rabbanon increase the water and they decrease the days. They say that three lugan of water are poured for nischamayim. However, it's only done for 7 days of sukkahs. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda memayit b'mayim umarbe b'yamim. Rabbi Yehuda decreases the water. He said it's only one lug of water, but he increases the days because he says that nisach is done even on Shmini Atzeres. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow. Continue to discuss the last part of the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.